Charles II made it clear that he wasn't going to support him during the impeachment. That was seen at the time by some people as great ingratitude to a public servant who had been a crucial figure in ensuring his restoration to power in 1660. But it certainly made Clarendon's position untenable, and he took the hint, eventually a very broad hint, and escaped to France to avoid an attempt at prosecuting him through the means of impeachment in Parliament. Clarendon took a long time to recover from that hurt, and also physically to recover. He fell very ill afterwards. He had become an extremely unpopular figure and was personally assaulted in Rouen by a group of sailors who blamed him for the fact that they hadn't been paid, English sailors who blamed him for the fact that they hadn't been paid. And he clearly felt personally very bitter about it. I think he found a sort of release in writing eventually, and he wrote a huge amount, again returning to the sort of thing that he had been doing during what he called his first exile. In his second exile, writing meditative and religious works, a long series of meditations on the Psalms, writing polemical works, one against a man who had in some ways been a friend a long time ago before the Civil War, the great philosopher Thomas Hobbes, and returning to writing history. This time he wrote something more personal, a life, an autobiography, partly out of vindication, but I think increasingly partly simply as a memoir. Eventually he retrieved from England the text of his original history and decided to finish it properly. It had been really abandoned in 1648 when he'd only got about halfway through the Civil War itself. So he returned to that and tried to put together the autobiographical account that he had written together with the original history and make it into a massive account of the Civil War from 1625 right up until 1660, which was to become what we now know as Clarendon's History of the Rebellion.